Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, the program which highlights happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. Last week, Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller attended the launch of the Eden Gardens Wellness Resort and Spa in St. Andrew. The rebranded wellness company now has three restaurants and a juice bar, additional accommodations, full-service spas, a chiropractic center, and an acupuncture facility. During her keynote address at the launch, Mrs. Simpson Miller encouraged more investment in the $40 billion US dollar global market for medical tourism. Given the recent announcement of Jamaica's first medical tourism facility to be built in Montego Bay and the country's world-renowned cadre of nurses and doctors, Mrs. Simpson Miller said Jamaica is poised for significant investments and tourist flow in this area.
It has been estimated that Jamaica has the potential to attract over 20,000 wellness tourists to our spas, generating over US $42 million annually.
Mrs. Simpson Miller also urged more persons to come up with innovative business ideas, noting that the country needs more investors who are willing to take risks. She hailed the investment made by Executive Director of Eden Gardens, Dr. Henry Lowe, adding that the wellness spa and resort represents a triumph of Jamaican entrepreneurship and resourcefulness.
Years ago, when Dr. the Honorable Henry Lowe broached this concept, people felt he was crazy. They said it had no chance of success. But the Honorable Dr. Henry Lowe was not daunted by these doubting Thomases. So here we are this evening, officially opening what has become a Jamaica $550 million investment. Jamaica needs entrepreneurs who will energetically embrace ideas and implement them efficiently.
Mrs. Simpson Miller broke ground last week for 32 houses to be constructed in Majesty Garden, St. Andrew by the National Housing Trust, NHT. Under a revised housing model developed by the Urban Development Corporation, UDC, beneficiaries will be able to customize their units as their resources allow.
This 32-unit development will be a new model for NHT inner-city housing. There will be a single-story starter unit with room for expansion. So the starter units will all have room for expansion. Beneficiaries of these units will also be provided with designs free of cost to accommodate the expansion. What we are doing with housing in this community is part, ladies and gentlemen, of a broader commitment to Vision 2030, which says, and I quote, by 2030, every Jamaican will be living in a well-constructed dwelling that is safe and affordable.
The Prime Minister also notes that the government is not interested in achieving economic growth without job creation. As a result, $11 million of the $175 million budgeted for the construction of the housing units in Majesty Gardens will be spent on labor.
We're not just seeking to contain inflation, reduce the debt and maintain a stable exchange rate. We want to expand employment for our people, particularly for our most vulnerable. This construction will not only provide housing for the community, but it will also provide jobs. Young people who are trained under the Youth Build Program will be employed during the construction phase.
Construction of the units will result in the completion of phase one of the Majesty Gardens housing development, which saw 48 housing solutions being handed over in December last year. That's it for this edition of Jamaica House Weekly. Join us again next time. I am Caroline Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.